A war zone is an area of active and often violent conflict. There's a huge potential danger of becoming caught in a crossfire if you find yourself inside one, which is why most people, besides soldiers, try their best to avoid them. And yet with UFOs, it's almost as though the opposite is true. UFOs are reportedly sighted in active war zones all the time, and especially in recent times. So what are they doing there? This is Unveiled, and today we're answering the extraordinary question, why are UFOs being seen over war zones today? Do you need the big questions answered? Are you constantly curious? Then why not subscribe to Unveiled for more clips like this one, and ring the bell for more thought-provoking content. Unidentified flying objects, or UFOs, have long been linked with alien life. But it's first important to note that they're not necessarily one and the same thing. Indeed, the U.S. government now refers to these objects as Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, or UAP, perhaps in parts to lessen that long-held extraterrestrial connection. Really, a UFO, or UAP, is anything in the sky that can't be easily explained. A majority of the time, it ends up being weather balloons, missiles, drones, planets, or airplanes. But there are some truly inexplicable cases as well, which is where alien theories most often come in. Frame-by-frame analysis of UFO sightings have shown that these crafts can move as fast as 20 times the speed of sound or more. They can perform physically bizarre zigzagging motions in the sky. The best scientists in the world are at a loss to explain how a lot of it is possible. There have been hundreds of UAP sightings recorded by military members too, and this actually isn't a new phenomenon. When the government first properly began to look into strange claims under the Project Blue Book, back in the 1940s through the 1960s, they were left with more than 700 unexplained cases, many of which originated from within the military. Today, Air Force pilots and Navy sailors are perhaps most often the ones gaining video evidence of mysterious crafts performing seemingly impossible feats. But there have been instances from soldiers on the ground as well. So why are UAP showing themselves so freely to armed military members? Again, there's not always a great deal of evidence to tie most sightings to alien life. But if the alien theories are true for any of them, then mightn't it be a better strategy for ETs to avoid live theaters of war? If UAPs actually are alien technology, then the beings flying them obviously have an interest in warfare. Although, there are no verified cases of the UAP itself ever attacking a pilot. They apparently want to observe, perhaps practice their own flying capabilities, but not to fight. Even when UFOs appear and there's fighting all around them, between human armies in war zones, the unidentified objects almost always behave peacefully. Most of the time, they simply engage in aerial maneuvers before disappearing. Broadly, that UAP sightings happen during war is perhaps to be expected. There are many more strange objects than usual in the sky over active battlefields, including new designs and technologies that an enemy might be entirely unfamiliar with. In 2021, for example, footage was captured and leaked by ufologist Jeremy Corbell of strange triangular or pyramid-like objects approaching U.S. Navy warships. This was undoubtedly bizarre and suspicious, but in all likelihood, those pyramids were simply swarms of foreign drones. Again, though, whatever they were, they didn't attack, but rather just hung there for a few moments before moving on. But there have been some far stranger sightings, too. Dozens of UFO reports emerged after the Korean War ended in 1953, for instance. In one case, more than 20 soldiers apparently all became sick after seeing a UFO sweep a pulsing beam of light at them. They reportedly chose to shoot at the mysterious object, but found that their bullets simply bounced off. Later, during the decades-long Cold War, sightings again began to rise, partly out of fear of foreign spy planes. But many of the UFOs spotted then also seemed to defy explanation. The most prominent theories in America were that most UFO cases were Soviet technology that hadn't been unveiled yet. But when the Soviet Union later collapsed, reports came out that they too had been confused by the same or similar sightings. Could there have been an ET presence monitoring the situation between the US and the USSR? Was what happened in Korea some kind of shared hallucination or something else? It's certainly not like this is a generational thing. Strange UAP sightings still happen on the battlefield today, and actually at an increased rate. And following the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February 2022 especially, various UAPs have been spotted in the skies. The main astronomical observatory of the National Academy of Sciences of Ukraine has even released an official report to detail dozens of examples, none of which the observatory feels can be explained by science. Two different categories have been created, too, for the specific UAP types that are most often seen in the Ukraine: cosmics and phantoms. Cosmics are extremely bright, sometimes flashing on repeat, and are usually spotted flying alone or sometimes with a group of other cosmics. Phantoms, on the other hand, are very dark and seemingly absorb light, while they're seemingly the quicker of the two, traveling at many thousands of miles per hour. Once again, though, and despite the violence that's all around, none of these objects, cosmics or phantoms, ever seem to actually fire or engage in warfare themselves. The analysis of these things is still at an early stage, but some believe they're most likely to again be the spy tools of foreign governments. However, others think that at this point, some kind of alien explanation perhaps isn't too far-fetched. Almost any modern-day conflict inescapably brings us closer than ever to nuclear war, a potential civilization ender, and something that any watching alien force would surely be interested in or concerned about. The official report out of Ukraine doesn't itself make any mention of extraterrestrials or aliens. It simply details the UAPs that have been observed and how they were observed. However, the fact that it states that the objects, quote, cannot specifically be identified as known natural phenomena, end quote, has increasingly led to more out-of-this-world explanations. Of course, and as in the past, where these things originate from is vitally important. If the cosmics and phantoms of nowadays are nothing more than another country's secret technology, then the why of their existence is easily answered. They're spy machines on reconnaissance missions, or else they're simply to scare civilians, or maybe instill panic within rival militaries. And the reason they never shoot is because they're not carrying any weapons. But still, that they can form in organized groups and travel at super speed means that often they display capabilities beyond any other known technology. They can do things that seem impossible, leading some to argue that any country on Earth with advanced technology like what we see in some of the UAPs really shouldn't need to fight at all. They'd be so technologically superior to the rest of the planet that they could probably win any war, and quickly. The potential link between UAP and nuclear activity specifically is then of growing interest. In the time since the 1930s and 40s, when nuclear weapons were first developed, hundreds of soldiers and military figures have reported UFOs seeming to swarm around nuclear bases and nuclear transit planes in particular. There are even some claims that strange objects have before surrounded vehicles carrying nuclear weapons and somehow disarmed them. The nuclear threat that comes with the Russia-Ukraine war is well documented, so could the mounting UAP sightings also relate to that? Again, we're back in the territory of UAPs being alien in nature, but there are various theories and possible solutions to the Fermi paradox to argue that aliens haven't yet revealed themselves to us because they're watching us instead and trying to ensure that we keep from self-destruction. So is that what's happening here? Are the cosmics and phantoms in Ukraine, and were the war zone UFOs of yesteryear, actually appearing and hovering so frequently because they're deciding whether or not to intervene? What's your verdict? For now, there's still no clear answer as to what these things could be. And we still don't have an explanation for many of the somewhat similar examples in history either. In general, there are two schools of thought: enemy drones built on Earth, or alien tech that's here for some unknown, but hopefully well-meaning reason. For everyone caught in the middle, we're simply left to hope that they come in peace. And that's why UFOs are being seen over war zones today. What do you think? Is there anything we missed? Let us know in the comments, check out these other clips from Unveiled, and make sure you subscribe and ring the bell for our latest content.